This podcast is made possible by the generous support of Lilly Oncology.
Hello, welcome to the BreastCancer.org podcast. I'm your host, Jamie DiPolo, senior editor at BreastCancer.org. We're podcasting live from the European Society for Medical Oncology 2019 Congress in Barcelona, Spain. My guest is Dr. George Sledge, professor of medicine and head of the oncology division at Stanford University. A former president of the American Society of Clinical Oncology, he specializes in breast cancer research. He has published extensively on the treatment of metastatic breast cancer and has been honored with numerous awards for his work. At this conference, he presented overall survival results from the MONARCH 2 study, which used Verzenio and Faslodex to treat metastatic hormone receptor positive, HER2 negative breast cancer that was previously treated with hormonal therapy. Dr. Sledge, welcome to the podcast.
Thanks, Jamie. Happy to be here.
So in case anybody isn't familiar, could you give us a brief overview of the MONARCH 2 study?
Sure. MONARCH 2 was a trial that enrolled in patients with estrogen receptor positive, HER2 negative advanced breast cancer. These were patients who were considered endocrine hormone resistant, defined either as having had prior endocrine therapy in the adjuvant setting and then having progressed while on adjuvant endocrine therapy or shortly thereafter in the first year, or alternatively, patients who had metastatic estrogen receptor positive breast cancer that progressed while on active endocrine therapy. These patients were then randomized in a 2-to-1 fashion to either receive abemaciclib plus fulvestrant or to receive a placebo plus fulvestrant and then followed for progression and survival.
Okay. And for this study, I know Verzenio was approved for use based on results from MONARCH 2 that showed better progression-free survival. Now you have data on better overall survival. So this is a big deal, right?
Indeed. So if I may start with progression-free survival, because there's a little bit of an update there. The main findings in terms of medians are essentially unchanged from what we reported 2 years ago. But what we now see with further follow-up is that using a landmark analysis at 3 years, roughly three times as many patients, close to 30% versus 10%, are still progression-free on the combination arm compared to those who just received fulvestrant alone. Now, if we move on to overall survival, here's where we, of course, saw the greatest excitement, and that's to say that patients who received the combination of the abemaciclib and fulvestrant had a 9.4-month improvement in overall survival compared to patients who received placebo plus fulvestrant. So a pretty significant improvement in terms of overall survival in an endocrine-resistant population. And to the best of my knowledge, is the largest improvement in overall survival in this population that we've ever seen.
Okay. And you said this was at 3 years of follow-up, correct?
Well, we're looking at overall survival curves. The progression-free survival data that I mentioned was what's called a landmark analysis, looking at a specific time. But the overall survival is actually looking quite a bit further out than 3 years at this point.
Okay. And how long do you anticipate following the people in the study?
Well, that's pre-specified. This was an initial interim analysis that was done with approximately 77% of the expected overall events for the final analysis.
Okay. Now let's talk a little bit about side effects. I know there was just a recent FDA announcement about lung inflammation with CDK4/6 inhibitors. Did you see any new, different, more severe side effects in this study?
I guess first in terms of common side effects, which we define as those that occurred in 20% or more, our results are virtually identical to what we saw at the initial presentation 2 years ago. Patients on all CDK4/6 inhibitors experience neutropenia. The rates are less for abemaciclib than they are for other members of this class. In contrast, the rates of diarrhea are higher for abemaciclib than other members of the class, though these are easily manageable. In terms of the new safety signals, as you mentioned, there's been this emerging signal of interstitial lung disease. Appears to be seen across the class of drugs. Interestingly, it has a very regional signal. It's seen much more commonly in Japan, for reasons we don't know, than it is anywhere else. I think this will require much further follow-up. The definition for interstitial lung disease is relatively nonspecific, so I don't think any of us know exactly what it means or what causes it or what to do about it. But I think it is an important signal that we'll need to follow.
Okay, and that is treatable, correct? If it's noticed by the doctor?
Well, first, in the great majority of cases, this is a early grade, a grade one or two toxicity.
Okay.
Secondly, for patients where it's been noticed, many of the patients on the trial discontinued therapy. Whether or not that was the right thing to do or not is a different question. And some patients had their therapy held and recovered.
Okay. Now, what does this mean for people who've been diagnosed with this particular type of breast cancer?
Well, progression-free survival, I find, is one of those endpoints that patients don't quite get. Because it's more of a geeky breast cancer statistical endpoint than something that resonates with patients. Overall survival, I think, resonates with both patients and doctors, and that is to say, everyone wants to live longer. And a 9+ month improvement in overall survival is, frankly, a big deal for metastatic estrogen-sensitive breast cancer. And it's certainly something that should encourage physicians to use CDK4/6 inhibitors for patients with metastatic disease. I think from my standpoint, whenever one sees a statistically significant and clinically important improvement in overall survival, that now becomes a standard of care approach for treatment of patients with metastatic disease.
Okay, thank you very much. Appreciate your time.
Pleasure.